Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have hope now for the nation in the long run. Let me explain myself. Despite all the things that we have going on right now, which include a bunch of recounts and legal challenges and all these other things, our president is getting ready to make future plans. Things don't go the way he wants to go, he'll run again in 2024. Which is good, because that tells me he's not ready to quit. He's not ready to give up. And I like that. But there's also this thing that I see out here, and it's interesting to consider. What is this weird, unseemly delight these same people who have totally failed to date regarding the virus have in trying to tell us what to do? Now, I know that they are power-hungry creeps who we should be laughing at and ignoring. And the time of the purging is coming. The fact that they've been allowed to get away with their idiotic dictates for so long has only encouraged them in trying to grab more power. The approach, the way they do this, the idea of telling us what to do and how to live with the same icky glee that Jeffrey Toobin experiences when looking forward to a Zoom call. They like this. This is fun for them. They are experiencing the giddy thrill of unchallenged power. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. With this unchallenged power, when they come out here and they go after conservatives, well, okay. You got the media on their side, and you got the big tech on their side, and all this other stuff and everything else. And we know that somewhere around half of the country votes Democratic. So besides all the people that are already on their side that further the agenda, you also have the regular people who support them with their votes. Now, while I sit around and say, if there's a virus, we should all embrace it. Build that herd immunity to it. That means at that point I'm challenging science, and I don't care if a zillion people die and blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. We've been doing what these pint-sized Mussolinis wanted for nearly a year. And guess what? The virus is still here, and it's spreading. Now, if you go back to the beginning of the pandemic, the doctors were saying things that made sense, to wit that it's a pandemic. Almost everyone is going to get it eventually, and the idea is to keep everyone from getting it all at once. And weird, everybody's getting it. But somewhere along the way, the alleged goal changed to keeping people from getting it perpetually. Not just at-risk folks, but everybody. And that has never been something we could do. And here's a sad fact. You're probably going to get it if the vaccine does not come out soon. And that's just a fact. And you'll get it. And in most cases, what you'll be told when you find out that you've tested positive for it, you'll be sent home. They won't say, go to get this at the pharmacy. They won't say, try this. They won't say, turn this on. They won't say, get a lot. They'll just say, go home. In the meantime, and Keita touched on this, about wearing masks. She doesn't want to wear one because she's not sick. Why are we compounding the problem of this pandemic by destroying the businesses and kids' lives and generally wrecking everything? Which I can tell you why, but we'll get to that in a minute. Now, the notion that the establishment is conspiring to do it in order to weaken us and prep us for further tyranny is certainly intriguing. But then we come to the part, they certainly would do it if they could do it. The problem is they're not competent enough to pull that off. They do like the idea of disrupting families by banning holidays, but the idea of some sort of ideological scheme is much less likely than the simplest explanation that they just like to boss people around. Now remember, here's the thing. Remember this. In certain states, I may be wrong about this, I know in certain foreign countries, you have a right to assisted suicide. Death with dignity, right? You can make the choice to die. In certain places, you can make the choice to join military service. You can make the choice to jump out of an airplane. Nobody in government gets out there and tries to regulate any of these things, except maybe the assisted suicide. But for the most part, we're left to be adults. We're left to make our own choices, and we're left to assess our own risks. I have people close to me that are vulnerable to the virus. They need to protect themselves, and that means that, you know, I may not be able to hang around with them sometimes. And others, they can roll the dice. Life is about balancing risk. It's not about eliminating it. If the forefathers had refused to take risks, then they would have stuck. Mine would have stuck around Stuttgart. And I'd be one of the Germans who eat schnitzel and refuse to pay their fair share of NATO. I'm not saying ignore the virus and pretend it doesn't exist. I know it does. I've had it. But I'm saying that society cannot come to a halt every few months because people are going to get sick. Because people are going to get sick, people. How come I haven't heard anything about the flu? How come I haven't heard anything about pneumonia? How come I haven't heard anything about any other infectious disease but this? And here's the other thing. We've been following the experts' advice for a year, and people are still getting sick. So now we're going to fix things by continuing to do the same things that got us here in the first place. And I'm tired of this whole dictator vibe. I'm tired of everything to do with it, and I refuse to be a part of this. And here come the weak sister rhinos congratulating Biden on the election. He's not won yet. And why? Why do they do this? Because they want to keep credibility with people who hate them. Elections sometimes get litigated. This one's getting litigated. Trump will win or he will lose. And that's the reality. But the bizarre world of the left is one where Trump and his pal Putin hacked the 2016 election. He's not a legitimate president. Blah, blah, blah. There's lots of blahs. And the goal is to somehow establish an official narrative. And some of these simps keep falling for it. And how hard is it to say the true and actually principal thing, which is there's a process and when it's done, we'll know who won. These people were actually principled instead of faux principled. They would, you know, that would be their answer. But they aren't. They want to suck up to people who hate them. The people who hate them will still hate them, though, and now so will we. They abandoned their vaunted principles for a handful of magic beans. And we've been calling the lame and the treacherous for a while, and there's no more to call. Well, actually, there's a lot more to call. So cheer up. The wheels are going to grind finally, and soon we'll be rid of even more of them. And the fact is that the soft cons have no home. We don't want them, except the ones who must be soft to survive, like Susan Collins. And the Democrats don't want them. Their time is running out. And it's all their own fault. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A Washington, D.C. man is suing over the revocation of his concealed carry license, and the troubling case provides plenty of evidence that this city is still doing everything it can to curtail the Second Amendment rights of residents, even after federal courts ruled that the city's good call standard for issuing licenses violated the Constitution. Why does that not surprise me? See, I've been wondering why none of these residents in D.C. fought back after the MAGA rally. Now, I've been trying to figure this out. This is where this popped up. Alan Whitaker is a single parent raising two daughters in the district. He's a legal gun owner who's had a valid concealed carry license since November of 2018. A few months ago, he was informed by the Metropolitan Police Department that his license to carry was being revoked. Not because of any conviction or even arrest, but because of a simple police contact with Whitaker back in April. According to his lawsuit, Whitaker, along with his girlfriend and his cousin, had gone to a gun range in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, on April 29th, and as they left the range, he stored his firearm in a lockbox in the trunk of his car, but kept his empty holster on his hip. The couple stopped to pick up Whitaker's daughter from her mother's home and then made a brief detour to a nearby convenience store so she could get something to drink. A verbal altercation between some guys was taking place as Whitaker pulled in, but he parked away from the confrontation and went inside to buy some water. As he was walking back to his car, a Prince George's County police cruiser pulled in front of him, and the officer got out of the car and pointed a gun at Whitaker and his cousin, ordering them to put their hands above their heads or he would shoot. When the officer patted Whitaker down, he found the empty holster and then placed Whitaker in handcuffs. According to officers, they then searched his car without his consent, according to his attorney, but couldn't find his gun even after he told them where it was located. Eventually, Whitaker himself had to pull the lockbox out of the trunk and present his firearm to police, who confiscated the gun and still have it to this day. Whitaker's girlfriend was found to be in possession of a small amount of marijuana, though neither he nor his girlfriend were arrested or cited for any criminal violation. When Whitaker applied to register a new firearm, since his Glock had not been returned to him by Prince George's police, he was told that not only was his registration permit being denied, but his concealed carry license was being revoked as well. According to the MPD, the revocation was due to exhibiting a propensity of violence or instability that may reasonably render the person's possession of a concealed pistol a danger to the person or another. And to buttress their claims, they cited his extensive criminal history, which in reality amounts to a couple of minor infractions for misdemeanor marijuana possession, and having speakers that were too loud back in 2007. You know, by that... Mr. Whitaker was once accused of assault, but it looks like no charges were ever brought, and a 2007 charge for carrying a concealed knife in Ohio was dismissed. Most importantly, the MPD knew about every one of those instances when they approved Whitaker to own and carry a firearm. Only after the stop by the Prince George's police did they then move to revoke his carry license. And after Whitaker appealed the revocation, he received another letter from the MPD in February of this year, now claiming that his license had been stripped from him for an entirely new reason. And we get this. In addition to discovering new information about Mr. Whitaker's April 2019 conduct, the revocation decision was a result of a deliberate and principled change in the chief's position on what it means to have exhibited a propensity for violence or instability that may reasonably render the person's possession of a concealed pistol a danger to the person or another. He revised his interpretation of the regulation as a result of an incident involving another CPL holder that occurred after Mr. Whitaker's CPL had been issued. Under his new interpretation of the regulation, conduct that is violent or criminal, demonstrating low self-control, regardless of whether it results in a criminal conviction, may be grounds for denial, revocation, or suspension of a CPL on the basis of unsuitability. So, in other words, they revised their suitability standard, broadening the scope of it in the process and making, you know, giving the chief even more subjective power to determine whether a D.C. resident gets to exercise their Second Amendment right. Even an encounter with police that doesn't lead to an arrest, much less a conviction, can now apparently be grounds to deprive individuals of their right to bear arms in our nation's capital. And this is coming from his lawyer. Mr. Whitaker was not a participant in the argument that occurred at the gas station that day. He did not engage in any violence or threaten violence or unstable conduct. Yet the PG County police handcuffed Mr. Whitaker and detained him and his family for a total of 3 hours, only to ultimately release them without filing any charge. Further, they seized his lawfully registered handgun and a small legal amount of marijuana that belonged to Mr. Whitaker's girlfriend without any legal justification for doing so. In fact, Mr. Whitaker was a victim of illegal conduct by the PG County of Police on April 29, 2019. Yet he acted calmly and followed all directions while subject to an unlawful 3-hour detention. He exhibited no violent or criminal behavior throughout the encounter, nor any behavior that demonstrates low self-control. Now, remember, in Washington, D.C., they have something called Black Lives Matter Plaza now. And whether the D.C. officials there want to admit it or not, their new suitability requirement is likely going to have a disproportionate impact on black American residents, like Mr. Whitaker. And according to studies, black drivers are more likely to be pulled over by police and more likely to have their vehicle searched than a white driver. It's a simple encounter with a police officer that doesn't lead to any criminal charge that can still be the basis of denial for a concealed carry license. Then it's almost guaranteed that more black D.C. residents are either going to be denied their license to carry or have it revoked, as in Mr. Whitaker's case, simply by virtue of them being subject to more police stops. Mr. Whitaker's attorney is Leslie McAdoo Gordon. She said that when she heard her client's story for the first time, she was appalled and thought, this is wrong and we need to do something about it. And I agree. And I wish Mr. Whitaker well in his fight to regain his right to carry in the face of Washington, D.C.'s unconscionable decision to revoke his license to carry over a non-incident. It's almost like they're looking for a reason to take it away from him. Huh? Do you think? I'm telling you. Didn't go far enough in D.C. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's campaign will pay for recounts in two counties in Wisconsin. The price tag is $3 million for recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties. It would have cost the campaign much more to initiate recounts over the entire state. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in the Badger state by around 20,000 votes. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar spoke Wednesday about the coronavirus pandemic, talking up the very encouraging news about vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. The CDC recently sent out guidelines about how people should safely celebrate Thanksgiving, which Azar made a point of noting on Wednesday.
The safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is at home with the people you live with and through virtual celebrations. Gathering indoors with people who aren't members of your household is a higher risk activity for spreading the virus.
USA Radio News. Boeing 737 MAX, the jetliner grounded for 20 months after two international crashes that killed 346 passengers and crew, was cleared to fly again on Wednesday by the FAA. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon flew the plane last month.
We're going to make sure that the process is completed correctly.
The jet hasn't flown passengers since March of last year. 737 MAX pilot Laura Einsettler telling CBS News,
I'm looking forward to flying the MAX. When you see the experienced pilots coming on board with confidence in our training and our mastery, and you can know that it's safe.
House Democrats continuing to get their ducks in a row for the new congressional session beginning next year. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are unified despite gains by Republicans in the recent national elections.
All of it connected to the hopes and aspirations of America's working families.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The AR I carry right now, while I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the pistols, is the Aero Precision build that I did a couple of years back. It is still a superior weapon. Everything on it is Aero Precision, except for the furniture. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. According to KansasCity.com, doctors in Missouri are equating gun violence to coronavirus. I don't know how that works. Grabbed from the article. There's no part of medicine that's safe from the impact of gun violence anymore, Mueller said. Just like COVID, it's touching every aspect of our medical care. I would imagine that in places like, you know, St. Louis, gun violence may be pretty difficult to manage before the pandemic, but now they have to handle these two widespread life-threatening health crises together, as if that's all there is. Whoever this Mueller guy says, it's really emotionally and physically exhausting. I put on my N95 mask on at the start of the shift, and I do not take it off once until the end of the shift. So most of the time, I'm getting 8 to 10 hours without any water or any food. You know, you can go to the local Red Robin restaurant. Once you walk through there, you can take your mask off and eat. Hospitals try to administer COVID tests to every patient who comes in for treatment, but there's no time to test those who come in with severe injuries like gunshot wounds. And doctors have no way of knowing if they are at risk of catching COVID from the person they're operating on. You know, I'm listening to all this. I'm just like, okay. There are other diseases that can be transmitted that you can't test for in a trauma center. Lots of other diseases, Doc. And I'd like to know how this is different from the inability to rapid test the myriad transmittable diseases. This is why there are so many solid barrier and preventative methods used. This is not new. They did go on to make some broad statements about gun violence and, you know, and the causes as well. We get public health experts say gun violence is an epidemic and the way it spreads continues to infuriate the doctors trying to contain it. They point to easy access to high-caliber weapons and poor public health infrastructure as key factors driving the violence they see in their operating rooms. Poverty, social unrest, racial inequality, food and housing insecurity all contribute to how comfortable people feel in their environment and could be addressed with a robust public health system, they say. It couldn't possibly be a problem tied to gang violence, drug dealing, or the overall amazing crime rate in St. Louis, though, right? You do see trends in a poverty level and crime, but then it becomes a chicken or the egg situation. Do you think poverty creates the violence, or does the violence level infiltrate and bring an area down? Is it more of an issue of cultural issues, and by cultural I refer to growing up in and around a culture of crime and violence and the overall psychology of violent criminals? At its very base, no matter how you want to boil this all down, a gun is simply a tool. And it can only do what the living being holding them makes them do. Knives and bludgeons and fists and feet are extremely common weapons, too. And referring to the, you know, that quote where they're saying access to high caliber weapons is a problem, I wonder what they consider to be high caliber. Because handguns are not high caliber. The vaunted AR-15, which is supposedly so powerful you can cook a meal with the round, it'll shoot the deer and cook it too, it's not actually high caliber. The author of this article and the specific health professionals that they were quoting were really pushing hard on the gun violence narrative button. Now, during the onset of the pandemic, visits to the ER were down overall. Gun-related cases remained the same, and the reason is simple, but it has far-reaching consequences. Gun violence and the pandemic are linked by inequity, according to Randy Foraker, director of the Data and Training Center for the Institute of Public Health at Washington University. It's just so telling when gun violence isn't impacted by something as major as a pandemic. The issues surrounding gun violence are systemic. And the things that don't change with the pandemic and might actually be exacerbated with the pandemic. So guns are the problem, not the people's behavior, criminal activity, rioting, etc. That's what we're supposed to believe. That's what you're supposed to believe. And because a doctor is saying it, just like with everything else. You know, we got Fauci out there saying, well, we know that you have an independent spirit, but maybe just this time you could do exactly what you're told. How about no? Almost went Dr. Evil there, didn't I? It comes down to a very simple thing. These doctors in these areas where they have a lot of violence, it's not the gun's fault. The gun is no more at fault for violence perpetrated with a gun, real violence, real crime, than it is for suicide. Once again, guns are not the cause of suicide. Because there's only, you know, of all the suicides that occur, only half of them occur with guns. The other half occurs with other things besides that. So, once again, we see a guy pulling rank, which is what happens when you have a doctor saying, I'm a doctor, and this is a public health problem. It is an epidemic. Which an epidemic, by the way, is actually worse than a pandemic. Now, in St. Louis, for example, where we're talking about right here, where the McCluskeys are from, where they get out there and defend themselves with guns, or, you know, attempt to defend themselves with guns. They never actually used a gun in a defensive manner. And they get prosecuted for that. I don't know of any people that got arrested that were there. There were armed people there that they were staring at that you don't get to see on camera. What Mrs. McCluskey should have been doing instead of holding a disabled gun was holding a camera. That's what she should have been doing. But that's all hindsight. And you have a Soros-funded prosecutor there. So I wonder what the revolving door is like there. We know what it's like in Chicago. We know what it's like in New York City. We know what it's like in Portland and in Seattle. We don't know, I don't know, what it's like in St. Louis. I need to find that out. But I'll bet you it's quite the revolving door with the Soros-funded district attorney there. Attorney General, whatever she is. So, this doctor right here, he's out there pushing all this nonsense. And it's exactly that. It's just nonsense. There's nothing to this and everything. We hear this all the time. This is why the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership exists. They exist as a counter to these kind of guys. And, just so you know, coronavirus and gun violence in St. Louis, that's the same thing. It equates to the same thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver. Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, at this moment, it looks like if Joe Biden is sworn in as president in January, the centerpiece of his anti-gun agenda is going to face impossible odds in the U.S. Senate, where Republicans will control at least 50 seats and have the opportunity for an outright majority if they win at least one of the two Senate seats up for grabs in Georgia's runoff elections. Now, gun control activists who were anticipating a blue wave election fueled by a flood of campaign cash from the anti-gun sugar daddy Michael Bloomberg are starting to push the presumptive president to use the power of the executive branch if he takes office by weaponizing the ATF and other government agencies in order to crack down on legal gun owners. Now, at Bloomberg's anti-gun news outlet, The Trace, reporter Chip Brownlee lays out seven ways Biden can do an end run around Congress on gun issues, starting with an interagency task force to look for ways to implement anti-gun policies throughout the myriad number of government agencies. Then there's Chelsea Parsons, an anti-gun activist with the far-left Center for American Progress, that says the ATF also needs to be a top priority for a Biden administration. She says, at a minimum, it's crucial to nominate and confirm an ATF director who will promote gun violence prevention values and will really prioritize the regulatory oversight mission of that agency, which is something the agency really has fallen short of in recent years. Biden's platform does not stop with new, more focused leadership. He has said he will direct his attorney general to deliver within the first 100 days a set of recommendations for restructuring the ATF and related Justice Department agencies to most effectively enforce gun laws, including by increasing the frequency of inspections on ATF-licensed gun dealers, which, by the way, that will do nothing. We've already seen reports that the Biden transition team is already talking with senior ATF officials about things like pistol braces and unfinished receivers and frames, but they could also reclassify millions of currently owned firearms as items that need to be registered under the NFA without any legislative mandate to do so. Any broad reclassification would lead to an immediate, furious lawsuit. But if Biden really wants to target legal gun owners, this is a likely place for him to start. And gun control activists haven't given up entirely on Congress either, though they're still misreading the election results as some sort of mandate for their unconstitutional agenda. This is coming from the gun violence prevention group, Giffords. With pressure from the House and with President Biden not only supporting that legislation but taking action in his own right through the executive action process and federal rulemaking, I think it just kind of compounds the message that Senate Republicans can't get off the hook, said Adzi Vakiwa, Director of Federal Affairs for the Gun Violence Prevention Group, Giffords. But some of Biden's other proposals, like $900 million in funding for community gun violence prevention programs and adequate funding for existing background check programs, may also have a decent chance in a Senate with a slim Republican majority. The gun lobby and the NRA no longer have a stranglehold on our elected officials, he said. Unfortunately, there are a few in the Senate, particularly Senate Republicans, who still seem to think they need to be beholden to the gun lobby, but I think that's just evidence that they're out of step with the American public, who by and large want a government to take action on gun violence and what elected officials they want to pass legislation and take executive action to save lives. That was a really big misread on your part, Adzi. That's not what I saw with this. Gun control groups were actively downplaying their issue because millions of new Americans were flocking to the gun stores to purchase their very first firearm. Concealed carry applications have skyrocketed to record levels. And anti-gun activists failed to make the legislative gains at either the state or federal level that would indicate Americans saw their election as a referendum on the Second Amendment, Mark Kelly notwithstanding. Because once again, he didn't publicize what he was about. Democrats will likely still make gun control a top priority in the coming months, but they do so at their own political peril, especially if their efforts are aimed at legal gun owners instead of the small but growing number of violent criminals in our society. And that's their biggest problem. That's their biggest problem. And I talked about this yesterday. Gun control does not go after criminals. It goes after the law-abiding. Period. The logistics behind any of these things he wants to do, they're all going to be challenged. Magazine bans, challenged. Reclassification of semi-automatic weapons, challenged. All of this time, there's been lots of people saying, we should rescind the NFA. But nobody's really wanted to go after the NFA, not politically. Nobody's really wanted to go after it because then they'd be saying, well, machine guns are okay. And if you're looking for courage in the political class, you are on a fool's errand. So getting out there and wanting that on the one hand and not taking all the other things in on the other hand it can lead to a lot of misconceptions. Now, I have no doubt that he's going to try to ban everything, reclassify everything, and that's, and you know what? We should gird ourselves for that. Even all you never-Trumpers out there who seem to think that Biden would be better than Trump. Because Trump is so, so abrasive. Idiots, all of you. Gun owners did not turn out in this election. Not for the most part. We know there's over 100 million gun owners in the United States today. Now, it's possible, I guess, with all of this stuff that we're talking about with Hammer Scorecard and everything else, that maybe your votes got turned. That's a possibility. But here's the thing about this. One of the reasons I brought Pincus on the show as an example is that that kind of mindset where you get out there and you think you can manage Frankenstein, you can't. Once you get out there and you put things in place, if they pass any laws about gun control, we will have to put a Congress in there with the idea that they're going to go in there immediately and work to rescind them. And not only rescind them, but continue to rescind them when they finally get a president that is going to sign off on it. Who's that going to be? Who's going to be the leader in that one? Who's going to be the one getting out there and doing all these things? So when I sit here, and I you know, I'm a little frustrated with some of this process, simply because this is what they advertised they were going to do. Just like in Virginia. Now, we did show up to vote. But some people out there on the Republican side, rhinos all, are out there saying, well, this is obviously a very clear and transparent and secure election. Let's just move on, shall we? The business as usual. Listen, that class of people that you hear out there that are trying to convince you of this, they will still have guns and rights, and but there'll be privileges for them. That's not what the founders, if we don't solve this issue now, when we do solve the issue, it's going to be really bloody when we get to that point. Really bloody. Coming up in hour number three, we're going to be talking once again with the writer and activist Dean Weingarten. I have no idea what he has on his mind today, which is always, that's always sort of cool for me because Dean really knows how to tell a story. He really knows how to tell a story. So that's coming up next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.